Thank you for listening today. I really hope you found it helpful, and perhaps you could share it with one of your mum mates and they might find it helpful too. Oh, and I'd love to be mum mates with you. So please sell me a selfie of you listening along. I'd love to get to chat to you. And if you could leave a review, that would be awesome. Send me a little screenshot of your review and I will send you a discount code to use on our site. Bye. Hello, lovely. How are you? I hope you're having a good day. I have started recording the podcast and doing it live, broadcasting live at the same time on YouTube as well, so that we have a visual. And right now I am talking into the screen with a great big fluffy jumper on because it's freezing cold today. But on screen, I've just positioned them just in the right place so that you can see I have the most wonderful, massive bunch of bright pink tulips that are just bringing me so much joy. So if you are wanting to watch and could do with a splash of colour in your life, come and join me over on YouTube. I save them as videos on YouTube as well for these podcasts now, which is really great. I do have a couple of things to tell you before we get started today. And the first one is, I wonder if you could help me. I'm a bit stuck. When I decided to set up this podcast, I felt like the word or the name Mum Mates worked really well, as well like a friendly community. I wanted it almost to be like a voice note from your mate. I have a special friend who I can voice note anytime for a moan, for a catch up, for a gossip, whatever it is. We send each other voice notes. And that's sort of how I wanted this podcast to be. But however, I really feel like it's evolved and it's developed. And I don't know whether the name still fits with it, to be honest. So any suggestions, would you send them my way? I'd really appreciate them. Because I'm umming and ahhing, we'll stick with what we've got for now, but I am wondering whether it might be something we change. I'm a really indecisive person, so it probably won't change, or I'll change it and then I'll change it again, but we'll see. So we'll stick with Mum Mates for now. So welcome, you are in the right place. I haven't changed it just yet. I would also like to announce, it's really exciting, I've only just announced it on Instagram today, that we are going to be starting a new challenge on the 18th of March, so that's a Monday. Oh, Monday's always a great week to start something new, isn't it? Well, this is going to be the Feel Good Mum 5-day challenge. I think we could have you feeling great within 5 days, in less than that, to be honest. I've got some, it's nothing major. It's not an extra thing to add to your to-do list. It's nothing like that. This is about doing a little something prompted by me. You can have a friendly little email, a gentle little friendly kick up the bum, to do something that's going to be for you, that's going to make you feel good. And over the 5 days, you'll get one each day straight to your inbox if you've signed up for it. And let me just add there that if you already subscribe to my emails, you will need to add your name to the list. This won't automatically be sent to you. I needed to tell you that. That is housekeeping. So yes, please make sure that you've signed up. If you want to be part of this 5-day challenge, it's going to be a very special challenge that is going to be all about making you feel good, because we are always putting ourselves at the bottom of the list, aren't we? But it's time that if we start just tiny little tweaks, some little habits, just some little bits and pieces that we can start looking after ourselves, and so just some little tricks, basically some hacks for making ourselves feel happier, feel good, and just feel like we're amazing, because we are. And sometimes it's easy to forget that when you're looking after everybody else, isn't it? So please, there is a link below the video, there's a link below the podcast. If you would like to join the Feel Good Mum 5-day challenge, please make sure your name goes on the list before we start on Monday, the 18th of March. It would be so great to have you on board. I'm really looking forward to getting started. We're going to be doing loads of fun stuff, but most importantly, it's about making you feel good as well. So I'm really excited about that. So, at the beginning of the week, which was yesterday, feels like it's been a week and a half already, doesn't it? I have a young one at home. My youngest is poorly, had an accident at the end of last week. And so I've kept him away from preschool. I've kept him at home. We're back in the hospital tomorrow. It's a busy week. I'm back in survival mode, guys. I'm looking after a little one. Fortunately, my dad has come down today to help me, and he's helping out so that I can record this for you. But yes, we're in survival mode, basically. trying to look after little ones, trying to run a business. It's just very busy. There's lots and lots going on. So if you're in a similar boat, just that, oh my goodness, feeling overwhelmed, let's just have a breather, shall we? Let's do that together and just take in a deep breath. Well, if you would like a little dose of inspiration next time you've got a cup of tea, if it doesn't come from this podcast, I would love to invite you to come on over and find me on Instagram, play.hooray. And over there on Monday, I went live Monday morning at 10 a.m. I go live every week. It's our new weekly series where I get to interview, basically chat with a cup of tea, to be honest. It's not much of an interview. I'm no Michael Parkinson. We sit with a cup of tea and we chat. This week, I was bouncing a poorly baby on my knee. He was rather grouchy. You'll see that in the video. But I was chatting to lovely Katie this week. And Katie is Katie Lloyd Coaching. She is a coach and offers support, one-to-one services, coaching. She's got a program as well that you can follow to help women after going through divorce or separation, to really help them to feel like they're thriving again, find their self-confidence, feel good about themselves after going through quite a major change in their life, and to really help them start a new chapter. So you can see why I invited her on. She's absolutely perfect for our Hooray Her new chapter. It's all about celebrating women that have decided to pivot their lives slightly in some way, whatever that might be. I've got I've got so many amazing women coming. The week before, I had Sam from The Apprentice, who has her fitness app, and yes, I'm going through The Apprentice. How awesome is that? The week before, I had Rachel from the Fern and Rosie Jam Company. I've got some guests that you would recognise, one to do with housework, one to do with fitness. I've got loads lined up, I'm hoping. A fashion lady as well coming. So these are all incredible women. I hope our gentle chats will just inspire you, whether you're wanting to start a new hobby, start a new business, start writing a book, start going on a fitness journey, retrain as a stylist, you know, start a gardening blog, upskill your cookery skills, whatever it might be that you want to do. I'm hoping that you find this as inspiration and motivation to show you that anyone can do it. Because I think sometimes what happens is we feel like we get stuck in that rut and we feel like, well, that's it. We always write ourselves off, don't we? Well, that's it. This is life now. There's nothing I can do about it. And I felt exactly the same. I'd had my third baby and I was like, well, this is it now. You know, I've chosen to have three children. There goes me having a shower every day, or there goes me ever feeling like I'm on top of everything, or whatever it might be. And we sort of accept it, don't we? And feel like, right, okay, that's how life's going to be. It is what it is. I'll accept that and we'll just carry on and we'll just plod through life. Actually, that's not the case. That's not how it has to work. You can change your life. And what I am learning as I go through this journey is that it doesn't need to be massive things either. It doesn't need to be drastic change. You don't need to move to Australia to start a whole new life, you know, like sell everything you own and like ship off to another country. It doesn't need to be as drastic as that. It can just be those tiny little things, even starting with the way that you talk to yourself, the way that you start to believe that actually this doesn't have to be like this, that I can change it, also makes a big difference too. So this is something we were talking about, and we went quite deep on this actually, Katie and I, because we were talking about when you are going through this change, when you are starting this new chapter, and quite often because it's new ground and you've perhaps not been in that place before, whatever it might be, going through a divorce or separation, whether it's starting a business, whether it's deciding to write a children's book, whether it's deciding to retrain as an actress, whatever you're going to do. Quite often when that's the case and it's something completely new to us, becoming a mum for the first time, we ask for lots of opinions, don't we? We seek the advice from everyone that we can meet, friends, family, Google, look online, audiobooks, books, podcasts. It's so easy for us to feel like we need to take in as much information as possible, to seek the advice from as many people as you can. I did it recently, deciding to potty train my 3-year-old. And guess what I did? I did what everyone does. I asked everyone around me what they thought. How did you do it? You know, I have already potty trained my eldest before, so I don't know why I've completely forgotten how to do it with him. But, you know, I was asking all my friends how they did it with their children. I was following the experts online. I was listening to the podcast. I was Googling the questions. I was looking on Amazon for all the equipment that I needed. I was talking to the staff at my son's nursery to get their take on things. What do I need? How shall I start it? When should we start? And it almost got to the point where it was just too much information. I was just asking too many things. And sometimes the advice can be quite conflicting, can't it? Some people were suggesting that I waited until he was dry through the night. Some people were saying that he was showing the signs that he was ready. Other people were saying that this is the equipment that I definitely need, or this is the book that you need to read, or there's this new thing where you can potty train them in 3 days or something like that, a 3-day potty training, you know, and you can do it like this way, or, you know, you buy these fake toilets that you can have, or you set up your toilet with a potty next to it, or with the seat, or with the step, and then you can have a basket of books all about potty. There's just so many things that you could do, and it was all I wanted to do was get him out the nappies. And I made a big deal of it as well. And because I was asking so many people, I was putting it off. I wasn't just getting on with it and getting it done. I overthought it. I almost like built up a fear around it. And it was like, oh no, life's too busy, or I'm weaning the baby, I've got enough on my plate, or now's not a good week, or, you know, oh, we've got plans to go to a party that day. You know, I'm going to have to leave the house that day. So probably not, the weather's not warm enough, because I know it was the summertime when I potty trained my eldest. And I was making up excuses, and I just wasn't getting started because there was so much advice out there. I was feeling completely overwhelmed. And what's the age-old saying? Too many cooks spoil the broth, something like that. It is a little bit like that, isn't it? Too many opinions can make it really hard. It can make it hard for you to get started. It can make it hard for you to see a way through, to create a path, or to know which direction you're going to go in, particularly when it's something new. And again, if you're a new mum and your baby's not sleeping through the night, or perhaps they're teething, once again, it's so easy, isn't it? We can go to Instagram, Pinterest, Google, all the places, follow all the experts and follow all of the accounts and get as much information as possible, when actually it doesn't help. More often than not, you kind of have to trust your own gut instinct. No one knows your child like you do. And it's about remembering that, isn't it? That I think that's so important. Even when you're a first-time mum, I know there will be times when it's just, you do need that external help. And when you do have those moments where you've got your gut instinct, but you still want the second opinion of an expert, or I think it's just being really careful with who you do talk to or seek the advice from. Is it an expert like a midwife, a community midwife, or a health visitor, or a doctor? Or is your mum amazing and you want to go and seek the advice of your mum, which you can do. But asking everybody and looking at all the sources, you know, these days we're so lucky to have the internet at our fingertips, but at the same time it can also be such a hindrance to as well, because it's almost too much. And this is actually, not only do we talk about this in the Stuck to Strong course, because I think this leads us very closely to about having boundaries in place, because more often than not, when we become mums, people feel like they want to share their expertise. You know, whatever you do, don't do this, or this is what I did and this is the way that you should do it. And sometimes with the best intentions, friends and family can give their opinions on things or share advice when you haven't necessarily asked for it. And I think putting boundaries in place so that that doesn't happen, particularly if it's becoming too much or too overwhelming or having a negative effect on you as well. And I think that can be really hard, and particularly for a new mum, it's hard to stand up and say, do you know what, actually, thank you for your advice. Because you want to take it all in, because you don't know the right answer, because there is no right answer. It can be ever so hard. It really can. You can feel like you're being pulled in so many different directions. But I think that's where boundaries come into place. And that's where you really need to look at who you trust, the advice that you do trust. And okay, they may have said that years ago, you know, when your well-meaning mother-in-law tells you what they used to do. If that's not the advice from the experts at the moment, because of research and all the way that things have changed, then you want to decide who it is that you want to listen to, or how you're going to feed your baby, or how you're going to help your baby to sleep or teething. There's going to be so many milestones you're going to have to navigate. And I think it's about remembering to trust as much of your gut instinct as possible. I'm so sorry, I just got distracted by a squirrel on the fence. It's because I'm used to having children in the room that normally I'd be like squealing and we'd all be like stood at the door looking. So it's about remembering to have those boundaries in place. And if you are finding that you are getting that overwhelm of information from well-meaning family and friends, perhaps be wise with who you share those concerns or those questions with. You know, if you're having that information come in all the time, you haven't asked for it, I think perhaps you maybe need to, do you need to talk to your partner about helping you to have that conversation with these well-meaning in-laws or whoever it might be, to help you. And say that, you know, thank you for your advice, I appreciate it, it's really kind. However, I've been chatting to the doctor and he's advised me not to do that. Instead, we're going to follow his advice. But thank you, we really appreciate it. You know, there are nice ways of putting boundaries in place to protect yourself if it's becoming a negative experience, sharing and asking for help. It's not easy, is it? It's not easy. I'm a people pleaser. I know I am. I'm a people pleaser. I don't like to upset people. I like people to like me. So I've always found putting boundaries in place, telling people no, or a kind way of asking people not to overshare with information. It's really hard, isn't it? It's just about putting in the boundaries that you need to put in place that you feel are appropriate. And this is also, so not only do we talk about this on the Structure Strong course, because it's about supporting mums to put those boundaries in place and take the advice that they want from the people they want it from and how to navigate those situations, because like I said, I find it very hard and I'm sure you do too. We also talk about this on the business course as well. And the reason why, I'm sure you're thinking like, this is a bit of a strange one, but because more often than not, when you're starting a business, or particularly like the businesses we're starting, that I support the mums following our Mum to Moneymaker course, it's all about putting yourself out there on social media to be seen as an expert. And so more often than not, again, your lovely family and friends will follow you to be able to support you, but then also might have some ideas. Oh, you shouldn't do that. What about doing this? What about doing that? Oh, I've seen someone who does this. You should do that. It's so easy for people, it almost like opens the door for people to give their opinion and their advice. And once again, sometimes it's brilliant and it's just what you need. And it's nice to have someone who sees things. Sometimes you become too close to your work that someone can stand back and see it from afar and see it with a fresh set of eyes. Yes, brilliant, love that. But at the same time, you can also get a lot of opinions and it can be really hard. Again, because you're out of your comfort zone, you're not in a place you've been before. Just like becoming a new mum, it's the same when you have a business. You start your business, it's like becoming a mum all over again. It's almost your business is like your baby. You're going to think about it so much. So when people have an opinion about it, it can be really hard. And lots of people are going to have an opinion, a suggestion, a word of advice or something like that. It's also really easy for us when starting out to follow everyone that we can find on Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, Google, wherever, and follow all the gurus too. So again, as we are setting up businesses on social media, it's really easy to follow all the social media experts, isn't it? And you can follow as many people showing you how to grow on Instagram that it almost becomes too noisy. There are too many voices to listen to and it can become overwhelming. So much so that it prevents you from taking action. It prevents you from actually making a start because it's that thing of like too many things to think about, too many things to consider, rather than just following your own path. This actually happened to me when I was running Play Hooray, oh gosh, about 4 or 5 years ago. I followed all the play accounts, every single play account I could find. I followed them thinking I would find it as inspiration to see what other accounts were doing. Nice to be part of the community, all those sorts of things. And there are lots of positives. However, at the same time, I found it got quite triggering as well. I would find that I'd see an activity and I would think, oh gosh, that's so good. Why didn't I think of that? So the comparison came in. Or you'd post an activity and you think, gosh, have I thought of this myself, or have I seen this somewhere? You know, you get paranoid that you've seen it somewhere, and the last thing you want to do is to be seen as copying or anything like that. So it almost got to the point where, again, it was stopping me from posting, because I've seen loads of other people. I forgot my own style, and I was starting to be influenced by all those that I was following. That became too noisy. It was so hard to hear my own voice and my own ideas because of the noise of all the gurus that I follow. So I always advise the business mums following the course, try not to follow everyone. Try and keep your head down. Stay in your own lane. Trust your gut instinct. Just like with your baby, just the same as your business, just the same as when you're setting goals for yourself. Like, right, I'm going to write a book, and everyone has suggestions of what your book should be about and all that sort of stuff. Stick to your gut instinct. Put your head down and get on with it. Otherwise, you're just not going to take action. The advice that you're getting, all of that advice, you know, too many cooks, is just going to be too noisy. It's actually going to be more harmful than it is going to be helpful. And this is something we dove really deep into with Katie on Monday, on the live on Instagram, because particularly when starting a new chapter, because you're moving into an area where you have little or no experience, you're keen to take in as much information as possible. But sometimes that can actually stop you and not help you to progress and go further. Sometimes you just have to trust that you know what you're doing, or that you know where to go for the advice. You don't need to be following everybody, because sometimes it can be conflicting. So I really hope that helps if you are in that position as a new mum, as a new business owner, or someone setting new goals for yourself, someone who's decided, right, this is my new chapter. I am on a fitness journey, or I'm on a self-development journey, or I'm starting something completely anew. I'm going to build a house from scratch. I'm going to, whatever it might be, whatever your new chapter looks like. My advice to you is trust your gut instinct. Try and keep your head down, stick in your own lane, focus on what you're doing, and then you're more likely to take action. And then seek the advice and guidance from those that you trust, or those experts that you trust, and share your ideas or your dreams or your goals with a smaller circle. You don't need to share it with everybody, because otherwise it can become overwhelming. So I hope that helps. I really do. I urge you to go back and watch the live from Monday with Katie. Do check out our new Feel Good Mum 5-day challenge that is coming up and started on Monday the 18th of March. You must be signed up for it. It's on the website, it's on my Instagram. Go and sign up for it. Even if you already receive my emails, you do need your name on the list for it to land in your inbox on Monday the 18th. It's going to be all about making you feel good. And I really hope I can wish you a really happy week. Do get in touch with me. Always love to chat to you. Send me a selfie of where you're listening. Let me see you. Let me know what you're up to. Are you nap trapped? Are you out and about with the kids? Let me know. And check out all of the courses and content that I've got to support you if you are someone looking to start a new chapter, whether it's finding yourself again, whether it's starting a business or setting big goals for yourself. I can definitely help you with that. All right. Thank you so much. Have a happy week. Lots of love. Bye. Hi, this is Claire, one of your mum mates. Just here to remind you that you're not alone. Yes, it's tough, but you're doing far better than you think. Now, I know you're a mum, but you're important too. And if you're feeling like you don't know who you are anymore, or find yourself craving a new chapter after having kids, I'm here to help you. Oh, and tell your mum mates, this might just help them too.